Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah. You know, there's something extremely perplexing in this week's Parsha. Parah has a dream, and he sees small sheaves, skinny sheaves, weak sheaves consuming large, plump, robust sheaves, very skinny cows consuming large cows, and he freaks out, he goes crazy. And he's not nervous, he's all nervous, what's going to be? And he tries to get people to interpret it, and he can't sleep, and it's not good. And finally he finds Yosef, who says that there's going to be a hunger, and then there's going to be years of plenty, and there's going to be a hunger, and you're not going to know. Well, what's the issue? Why is Parah going so crazy about a dream? I'm sure people dream all the time. Why is it that he literally can't rest once he has this dream? So Rav Shimon Schwab explains something amazing. He says that Parah slept well at night, with the philosophy that since he was the strongest, the largest, the most powerful, that he was safe. And that any other force that would try to invade his force, any other army that would try to invade his army, he would ultimately be victorious, because it's always about the more, the stronger, the more powerful, versus the weaker, the less. And therefore, that was his philosophy in life, and that's how he ran his kingdom. But when he has dreams, and he takes a message from these dreams, that his theory, his philosophy in life is off, that smaller, weaker, less robust sheaves, cows, can consume larger sheaves. He takes this as a personal message, that his life philosophy is wrong, and until he gets a good resolution, he gets a good pisarim to his chalim, to his dream, he cannot sleep, he cannot function. And Rav Shimon Schwab adds something beautiful. He says that that's one of the reasons, perhaps, that we always read Parshas Miketz on Shabbos Chanukah, because we know that the Nitzachon of the Maccabim over the Yevanim was Rabim Biyad Miyatim. It was the exact opposite of the philosophy of Parah. It was this major, strong, powerful Greek army, a few Pashat, the Tzadikim, and Yidden in the hands of Yehuda Maccabi and his Mishpacha, and the Miut, the minority, the weak, was able to overcome the powerful. The Miyatim were able to overcome the Rabbi. Now, why is that? Where does this power come from? And why was Parah's life philosophy so off? So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that one of the reasons that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Noisei Panim, he turns to Klal Yisrael with great favor, like it says in Birkas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is Loisei Panim, he doesn't turn faces, he doesn't play favorites. The Gemara says, because Klal Yisrael is meticulous, that we say Birkas Hamazon, even when we eat just the kezayis, less than the required amount. The Torah says V'yachalta V'savato V'erachta, that you need to be saveya at least a kebetza, two zeithim. But we're meticulous, we're machmir, and we say Birkas Hamazon even on a smaller amount. M'mel the Rabban Shlom turns to us and says, I have no choice but to favor you. And I once heard from a younger man in Eretz Yisrael, a beautiful pshat in the name of Ramesh Shapiro, that the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam is so attracted to Klal Yisrael is because we understand that it's not the quantity of what we eat, it's the quality. And that even a small amount of food is enough to be makar tov and to give haidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's always been Klal Yisrael. We understand, atem ha-me'at, we're small in number, but the power and the impact that Klal Yisrael has is astronomical. And the reason for that is because when it comes to inyanei gashmi, physical, material matters, then numbers matter, then strength matters, then mass matters, then great wealth matters. But when it comes to inyanei ruchni, things that are lamala min hatzman, lamala min hamispar, things that are not quantifiable, eternal, nitzchi, all of a sudden numbers don't matter. It has nothing to do with quantity and everything to do with quality. And that's Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam, who himself is a ruchni, is Noisei Panim to Klal Yisrael, who they themselves are Ruchniim as well. That's the Yontif of Chanukah. A little light, a small light, keeps on burning. A small group of people is victorious. That's the ultimate polar opposite of Parah in the Umas Olam, and that's the incredible koyach of Klal Yisrael, and that's the incredible koyach of the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noisei Panim. So on this Shabbos Chanukah, when we recognize and we celebrate quality over quantity, ruchnius over gashmius, let's be mechazik ourselves and make sure that this Shabbos is a Shabbos of all Shabbos. It's a Shabbos with the neshama yisera, with a greater kayach ruchni. And in mitzvah Shem, we should have a wonderful Chanukah and a great Shabbos.